I have chosen to live in Carbondale twice, in 1973 when I joined the medical school to teach the first class of medical students, and then 10 years later when I chose to come back to Carbondale to practice. And one thing kind of led to another. I was asked would I take over the curriculum for the first year, and I enjoy teaching a lot, so I did that. And then the associate dean retired. Would I take that over? Because I understood research, I understood the clinical, the basic science, and so I did that. One thing just sort of kept leading to another. I never really applied for or sought any of these. The only job I ever sought was the very first one, as an assistant professor in the chemistry department, when the school began and two new biochemists were hired.
Dorsey moved on in his career and eventually became dean of the School of Medicine. Although much of his time was spent there and on the Carbondale campus, he says he has strong ties to Edwardsville, too.
I don't know if people know this, but my father-in-law, Dr. Cliff Neal, who practiced dentistry in Carbondale for, I don't know, at least 50 years, retired when he was well into his 80s, he taught at the SIUE School of Dentistry for many, many years, going up there every Monday to work in the clinics and side by side with the dental students.
Dorsey says it's work with students that keeps him tied to SIU in all its many forms. He says that student focus is where he's starting the healing process in a fractured system.
So yes, I'm student focused, I'm student driven, but each campus has its CEO, and I can't exactly come riding in on my horse and say, follow me. I can't jump over the chancellor's head, but I have told the chancellors and Jerry Cruz, the dean of the medical school, I will be there. If you need me, ask. You know, a big part of being a leader is simply showing up.
Still, Dorsey acknowledges big challenges for the SIU system, particularly when it comes to enrollment on the Carbondale campus.
We can't make Carbondale into a city of a million. That's not going to happen. But one thing we can do, I think, is make it emotionally attractive to prospective students. If everybody is going around and they're constantly worried, and I know why they're worried, they're afraid. And uncertainty is a big cause of that. We're going to be okay. Is it going to take a little time? Yes.
Dorsey says he plans to work with not just university leaders, but community advocates as well. He points to suggestions of new internship and student opportunities in Carbondale and the surrounding area. He says those would attract more students to the region, as well as other ideas that would boost morale. He says the university's care for its students needs to be its top priority.
Maybe it sounds like I'm being overly paternalistic here, but if we view these students as our children, we'll do whatever it takes to help them succeed. And I think that's kind of the attitude we have to have. We're not just the knowers of all things sitting on the mountaintop talking down to the masses. I mean, we need to be working hand in glove with students, with the businesses in town. And we can do this.
Dorsey says when it comes to bringing the SIU system back together as a family, it's time to call a truce.
One group is not out to demean or lessen the other. Because frankly, if we start splitting up the system, we're going to be weaker. We will lose any political leverage that we might have by virtue of our size, we cover, I mean, we're in many areas of the state, but the lower 66 counties are where we live, where we work, where we practice, where we teach. I feel responsible for that area.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.